Flora Lichtman is here with our video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
What do you got for us this week?
This week we have a proposed science fair project that you can do on the cheap, so it's good for the recession. All you need is cornstarch and water.
Cornstarch, that's easy.
Very easy. You mix them together until it's sort of the consistency of pancake batter. And you'll notice that if you do that, you get something very odd, which is this fluid that kind of behaves like a hybrid of a fluid and a solid.
And so you did this in your own secret laboratory, like kitchens.
Our office.
And you made a video out of it. What do we see in the video that you made?
Well, so we made a batch here and played around with it. And it's messy, so that's just a warning. But we also talked to these physicists who had done this in the lab. And they actually published a paper on it because, you know, it sounds kind of silly, but the physics behind how this mixture behaves, it's really interesting.
Looks like little blobs and things.
Right. So Robert Deegan, who's the guy who spearheaded this, and he's at the University of Michigan, shook up cornstarch and water. He put it on a plate and vibrated it.
Right.
And he saw these really bizarre things, like fingers that kind of grow out of the mixture spontaneously.
Ooh. Wow, and you can keep it as, if you manipulate it with your own hands, you can make objects out of this little, supposed to be liquid, but is not?
Right, so basically what the vibration and the finger show that if you apply force quickly, it acts sort of like a solid. So if you take it in your hands and you roll it around quickly, you get a solid ball, but the moment you stop moving, it turns into a liquid.
Wow, so as long as you keep it moving, and like a speaker vibrating, it will stay in.
It'll stay sort of in this solid-y form.
Well, if you'd like to see this is a really funny, cool video.
Dancing cornstarch.
Dancing, is that the name of our video? It's Dancing Cornstarch. We'll call it that.
Well, we're coining it that now.
Okay, there is Dancing Cornstarch. It's our Science Friday video pick of the week on sciencefriday.com. Just go to sciencefriday.com and you'll see the dirty work of Flora. It is pretty messy. And this is something you can try at home.
Yes, please do and tell us how it goes.
Send us your own video of it.
Great.
We'll collect the videos, we'll put them on our website. It's Science Friday's video pick of the week. Thank you, Flora.
Thanks.
We'll see you next week. And that's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director, and Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Our intern is Shelley Dubois. Shelley Dubois. I could do the French version. She doesn't like it. Shelley Dubois. And at our controls here in New York is Neil Rausch, and our technical director each week. We also have help in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. Don't forget to surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com, where we're Twittering and tweeting and podcasting. And then Second Life is also out there. Folks are still hanging around talking. You can get a free Science Friday t-shirt there. And also Science Friday's video pick of the week. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.